time. It's time for high school basketball right here on PortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello and welcome to Fort Laramie High School as the JV boys are taking on the Fort Laramie Redskins starting for tonight. For the Indians, Kobe Wendell, Ryan Post, Ian Holman, Brian Benn, and Gavin Toby. And starting for Fort Laramie will be Caleb Meyer, Damon Mesher, Deegan Meyer, Adam Siegel, and Colin Moore. So about to be tip off. The freshman team did lose earlier. Just a little big go to Fort Laramie. Indians will get the tip, and Ian Holman will lose it, and Fort Laramie will come up with it. All the way, number 30, Mesher will put up a shot, or put up a layup, and it's good. So Fort Laramie goes on the board first. 2-0 lead. Gavin Toby will get it over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe getting double teamed. He'll be on the line. So he'll go back to Fort Laramie.
A lot of pressure that they're kind of putting on our ball handlers, and we haven't got it across our volleyball line yet, I don't think.
No. And Fort Laramie will get back. Number 21, Meyer has it. He'll give over to number 30, Mesher. Mesher will give Meyer on a back cut up and good. 2-1 basket, Meyer. Caleb Meyer. And that gives the Redskins a 4-point lead here in the early in the first quarter. Gavin Toby will give it up to Ian Holman. Ian will dish off the bin, and he's not ready for it, and he'll go back to Fort Laramie. So a bunch of just turnovers there for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Ian had a decent shot, but Ben had a better one, but he gave it to him. Ben was expecting him to put the shot up, and it just didn't work for the Indians.
So Fort Laramie will get back.
It's Meyer bring it up.
Mesher will be fouled by Kobe Wendell.
Yeah, Kobe was on him pretty tight until the game really gets started. We don't really know how the officials are going to call it, but these are the same officials that were in the freshman game. And let's just say they didn't make anybody on either side of the court happy.
Number 30, Mesher has the ball. He'll give it to number 50, Colin Moore. Colin will fire up a long two up and good. So now Fort Laramie's out to a 6-0 lead. Gavin Toby will give it over to Kobe Wendell. He'll fire back over to Gavin. Gavin looking around, he'll give up to Ian and wide open in the left corner, up and good. 3-point basket, Ian Holman.
That's his shot, and he was open, and looks like he's going to be warm tonight. So that's going to be good news for the Indians.
So Indians are on the board, still down three here in the first quarter. They're passing around. Colin Moore at top of the key will give over to number 30, Mesher. Mesher will fire up a long three, up no good. Rebound by number 21, Caleb Meyer, up no good. And Fort Laramie will get another opportunity. And Gavin Toby will pick up a foul, so that'll be his first. Team second of the half. So Colin Moore will inbound it underneath their own basket. Colin Moore is going to fire it into number 30, Mesher, and he'll go up no good. Rebound by Ian Holman. He'll get it over to Ryan Post. So Ryan's going to bring it up. He's guarded heavily by Fort Laramie. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will go middle with it. And he'll try to dish it out to Kobe Wendell, which he does. Kobe will dish it back over to Gavin. Gavin will go middle with it again and go in, and he'll lay up no good. Rebound by Fort Laramie.
Looked like some contact there, but they didn't call it. So.
And Caleb Meyer's going to throw it over the head of number 30, Damian Mesher, and he'll go back to Fort Recovery. So a lot of turnovers here early for both teams. 6-3 is our score. Indians down 3, 4:37 left here in the first quarter. Ryan Post and Kobe Wendell are passing back and forth. They'll get across the timeline, and they'll be tipped, and Brian Benn will come up with it. He'll give out to Kobe over to the corner to Ian. Ian wide open again, up no good. Rebounded by number 21, Caleb Meyer of Fort Laramie. He'll push up to number 30, Damian Mesher, and he'll find wide open cut. Adam Holscher.
Siegel. Oh, Siegel, I believe, 45.
Siegel will have a wide open cut, and it's good. So Fort Laramie keeps their lead at 5. Post will find Ian Holman wide open underneath the bucket. Nice. He gets it to him.
That was a nice play. Ian cut toward it. Ryan hit him.
And oh, be a man. Foul on Kobe Wendell.
He sort of bumped him a little, and they called it. This is going to get interesting. One of the officials had words with somebody, one of our fans in the freshman game earlier, and it's these same two officials. So they do have rabbit ears tonight.
So Caleb Meyer will give it over to number 50, Colin Moore, which will fire to number 23, Ratterman, who just checked into the ball game. Moore will dish over to Ratterman again. Ratterman, top of key guard by Owen Shane. He'll give it over to number 21, Caleb Meyer. Caleb will go middle with on his right side, and he'll put it up in good. So, and it looks like Coach O is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with them here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School, home of the Redskins. Indians down 5 here in the first quarter. Ian Holman will give it to Owen Shane. And Ian back to Ian. He'll lose it. Number 50, Colin Moore, will come up with it.
Yep, he came out of the corner, and he cut the guy's leg. I would have probably called it a tripping foul, but nothing was called. If that's how the game's going to be called, it's okay as long as it's consistent. So we just need to get with that. They throw it out of bounds, and Indians will have it. Riley getting it in to Ryan.
So, Indians will have the ball. Dilworth will have been thrown away to number 35. And he'll bring it on up and give it over to number 50, Colin Moore. Colin will drive out, give it over to number 23, Ratterman. Up no good, rebounded by Ian Holman. So, Ian will bring on up. And he'll give it over to Ryan Post. Into Ben. Ben will then make a strong move, and it'll be a foul on the ground. So it'll be underneath. There'll be a foul on number 45, Evan Holscher. That thing's wrong. Numbers are mixed up on them.
Oh, okay. So we've been calling people by the wrong names?
Yeah, a few of them.
So our roster that they gave us is not correct. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, so, did you check on the small one, or do those numbers match the big one?
I think they're still wrong.
Yep. But you've got a picture of the scorebook, yeah. So you have them there.
So Fort Laramie goes down, misses a shot. Ryan Post will come up with the board, and he'll be fouled on the floor. So foul be on number 35. Knopf. Alex Knopf. That'll be his first, team second. Derek Lockefell will check into the game for the Indians. In for,
I believe, Ian went out.
Ian Holman.
Yep.
So Ryan Post will have the ball. He crosses timeline. A minute 58 left here in the first quarter. Indians down 5. Ryan Post will drive, put a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post. He'll give it over to Lochtefeld. Derek will then try to get the Owen, which he does, up top to Riley Dilworth, and the Eric Lochtefeld will be fouled by number
30, I believe.
30. Damon Mesher. Gavin Toby checking back into the ball game for the Indians, and along with number 50, Colin Moore for Fort Laramie. Gavin comes in for Owen Chain. And Moore comes in for number 23, Ratterman. So Ryan Post will get over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will make a move based on what they'll find. Ryan Post wide open for three, up and good. 3-point basket. Ryan Post, and that gets the Indians going down 2 now here with a minute 30 left in the first quarter.
Nice shot by Ryan from the top of the key.
Colin Moore has the ball. He'll be used a screen by number 33, Meyer, and he'll fire it over to number 30. Mesher up for 3, no good, and he'll be out of bounds. He'll go to the Indians. So
it looked to me like 33 knocked it out for them, but he's looking at the official like, I didn't touch it last, but from here, it looks like he was the only one that touched it.
So Ryan Post will bring it up. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will fire cross court to Riley Dilworth for 2, up no good. Rebound by Ben, and Ben,
wow, well, he had 2 guys pulling his arms away from that ball, and no foul was called. And call the foul on Lochtefeld. Yeah.
So a foul will be on Derek Lochtefeld. Fort Laramie will bring it up. Number 30, Mesher will give it over to Colin Moore. He'll use a screen and he'll give it back up top to Mesher.
I know he's standing out there. Looks like 45 seconds. They might be trying to run the clock down, but maybe they want us to think that, and then they'll try for easy bucket or something, maybe. See how it goes.
Meyer will give it over to Mesher. Mesher pulling out about the volleyball line. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. And they're just waiting, so they're going to get that last second shot here in the first quarter.
Mesher's still, can't steal a pass here.
Mesher's still.
Yeah, he's up past the volleyball line, just dribbling.
They'll give it to number 33, Meyer, over cross court to Mesher again. Mesher will turn around, throw it to Colin Moore, wide open in the corner for 3, up no good. Rebounded by number 21, Meyer, up no good, and that will be our quarter. So after 1, it is down 2. We'll be back after this for the second quarter here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Open house at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School, home of the Redskins JV boys competition. 10-8, Indians down 2 here to start the second quarter. Good crowd behind us, Neil.
Yeah,
for Fort Cover.
Yep.
And it looks like some are traveling from the Coldwater game, so
yep. Had a pretty good crowd for the JV or for the freshman game.
Yep.
So that was good. Obviously, parents were here for the freshman game, but lots of other of our fans, too. So it's good.
So Fort Laramie will get the first possession of the second quarter. Ratterman will get to number 33, Meyer, and he'll throw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
So he'll go.
He thought Mesher was cutting toward the basket, and he gave him that nice bounce pass for that lead pass, and Mesher didn't move.
Fort Laramie did run that play, the very first play of the game, and it almost worked, but it was the same result there. Neil had thrown out bounds. So
yep.
Ryan Post has the ball top of the key. 6:24 left here in the second quarter. Indians down two, and Ryan Post puts up a crazy shot. Been
nice.
Good. So
drove in, banker off the left side.
So ties the game all up at 10 here in the second quarter. Number 23, Ratterman, will give it over to number 30, Mesher, and there'll be a foul on number 5, Owen Shane.
I didn't really see that.
It was off the ball, so.
Yeah.
And it looks like Riley Dilworth going to come in for Regan Marnie. It looks like he's a little shaken up
yeah.
after that back door cut in the last possession.
Yep, I didn't see what happened, but he was, let's say, gingerly coming off the court.
Number 30, Mesh will give over to number 23, Ratterman. Ratterman looking around. He'd give over to number 45, Holscher. Over all the way around the arc to number 33, Meyer. And it'll be tipped away by Ryan Post. Ryan will go all the way, and he'll lose it, and it'll stay with the Indians.
It was knocked away. I think the guy got a little arm, and Ryan was definitely thinking he got fouled. But it goes to the Indians, so we'll let it go at that. 5:49, tied
at 10. Riley Dilworth gets into Gavin Toby. Gavin will back it up and call a play. So Gavin will give it over to Ian Holman. Goes right through his hands, and he'll go back to the Redskins.
And he was in the corner where he wants to be. I think he wouldn't have got a shot off that time, but he just didn't hang on to it.
So number 30, Mesher will give it over to number 33, Meyer. Meyer will give over to number 23, Ratterman. Ratterman guarded by Owen Shane. He'll try to get a screen, and he uses it to number 33, Meyer. Meyer will give it over to 30, Mesher. Up top to number 35, Knopf, and he'll make a three. And it looks like Fort Laramie's going to we'll take a timeout, 30-second timeout, so we'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to Fort Laramie. I don't know what this gymnasium's called.
I don't know that.
I'm guessing it's Fort Laramie.
Yeah, Fort Laramie Gym. We'll just call it that. I don't see any name.
Remember, coming up next week, the girls are at Franklin Monroe. No JV game. Varsity is covered by WPGW. Then Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. Friday, boys will host or at Marion Local. And then Saturday, girls will host and boys will host Miss Stonewall Valley. We're back in action. Riley Dilworth will give it over to Ryan Post. Ryan will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Ian Holman. And that's 3 second call.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. There wasn't 3 seconds that went by after that rebound.
Coach is like, I don't know what we're doing, but.
Yeah. He was in there 3 seconds, but we didn't have the ball. The ball was bouncing off the back of the rim. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Number 33, Meyer will throw up a three up, no good. Rebound by Riley Dilworth. Riley will fire it up to Gavin Toby over his head. So he'll go back to the rest game.
Nice try, but it was too strong. And that's okay. That was an aggressive play, and I like aggressive, so I can't get too upset about that.
So Fort Lyman will get back, only up three here in the second quarter.
4.5 to go here till halftime.
At the walk.
Yep.
And he'll go back to the Indians.
Yep, little hesitation on the pass and put his pivot foot back down, and Indians ball just across center court.
Fort Recovery's JV record is 13-1, and Fort Laramie's is 10-4. And Fort Laramie is part of the Shelby County League, and That's a little bit of a weaker league this year, but it's still not a bad league to be a part of. Gavin Toby's going to put up a shot, no good, rebound by Ben, and he'll be fouled from behind by number 45, which is Holzer. Evan Holzer is second, team's fourth. Ben will go line shooting two.
Since Holzer is a 6'4 junior.
First one is up and no good. Usually been pretty good at the line here, Neil.
Yeah, he is. That'll be the only one he'll miss tonight.
He's almost automatic.
Yep. Yep, you kind of just figure when he goes the line, they're just going in. That one went all around the rim and went in. Hit three times on the rim.
So now makes the deficit down to two. Number 30, Mesher has it, and he'll give it up to number 33, Meyer, all the way around the arc to number 23, Ratterman. Back up top to number 32, Gruenkamp, and then number 30, Mesher will go for an easy left-hand layup, and it's up and good, so it extends lead to 4-4 Fort Laramie. Gavin Toby will bring it up, and he'll get trapped, and he'll give up to Regan Martin, top of key. Regan thinks about three, gives over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will dribble around back to Regan. Regan then will pull the trigger on the three, up no good, rebound by Ben. Ben will put up a strong move, and will be fouled, and one.
Oh,
Brian Ben.
He put that up strong, and I thought it was going to go way over the rim. It just caught the far side of the rim and bounced right back in. That is great. Indians down two with Ben going to the line. Chance to make it 15-14. We'll see how that goes.
So Owen Shane going sub for full recovery, coming in for Gavin Toby.
15-13 with 3:26 here in quarter number two.
Ben, only free throw up, no good.
Well, I was wrong on that only one he'll miss. That'll be the last one he misses.
So, Fort Laramie will get back.
Ian Holman tips it away. Regan Martin grabs it.
So, Regan will bring on up. He'll fire in the corner to Ian Holman. Ian will then drive past his man, go up, no good. Rebound by Ian himself, and he'll put it up and in.
Nice.
Good going for fourth, and Ian will get an easy two-pointer there. So number 32, Gruenkamp, will give over to number 33, Meyer, all the way around to Ratterman, all the way around the arc to number 30, Mesher up top to number 33, Meyer. So Gruenkamp will get screened by Meyer all the way around to number 35, Knopf. Knopf will make a screen for number 23, Ratterman. And literally, Fort Laramie's just passing around the arc. I mean, I'm just saying every name about four times so far this session.
Yep.
And Fort Laramie will eventually go in and try for a right-hand layup up, no good, by number 30, Mesher.
Sure, yep.
And so, Kobe Wendell will bring it on up for Coach O and the Indians.
2-10, tied at 15.
Wendell will give over to Ian Holman on the right wing. Ian looking around. He'll give up top to Regan Martin. Regan back in the game after being a little bit weakened on that first possession of the game, or second quarter. He'll be fouled going up for a left-hand layup, so he'll go to line shooting two. Foul is on number 32, Gruenkamp. And that's team's sixth. Ryan Post will inbound it into Ben, which he gets it to him, and Ben will pop a shot, and he'll be out of bounds. He'll stay with Fort Laramie.
For recovery.
Or for recovery, my bad.
Yep.
Ryan Post will then fire to Ian Holman. Quick route the pat, or route again from the ref, and up no good. So Fort Laramie will bring it back down. Number 33, or 32, Gruenkamp will give it to number 30. Mesher up no good. Rebounded by Brian Ben of the Indians. He'll hand it off to Ryan Post. Ryan will go baseline with it, turn back, spin back middle, and he'll lose it, and he'll get it back.
Yep.
Over to Ian Holman, wide open, top of key for three, up, no good. Rebound by number 33 of Fort Laramie, which is Egan Meyer.
Looks like foul on Owen, maybe. Yep, they haven't announced it yet, but I believe he said
five driver, which is Owen Shane.
Yep.
So Fort Laramie will get the ball back with a minute 21 left to work with. 15 all. Laramie comes down, gives over to number 33, Meyer back up top to number 32, Ruhlenkamp, over to number 30, Mesher, back to Ruhlenkamp, all the way back to number 33, Meyer. Meyer will go middle, and he'll be fouled by Ben. That's another touchy foul there.
Yeah, sort of bumped him a little bit. That's just, and it had nothing to do with what was going on in the with the game. It was very mild, inconsequential, had nothing to do with the play. Yeah, it could have very easily, we could be playing right now.
Megan Myers, free throws up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. They got a minute left here in the second quarter, 15-all. Gavin Toby's going to go middle with it. He'll dish out Dean Holman and in the corner, wide open for three up, no good. Rebound by number 33,
been so Megan close
Myers. Meyer will bring it up quick for Laramie, and he'll be stuffed away by Gavin Toby. And so Ryan Post will go up to Regan Martin all by himself on the other side of the court. Up and good. So that gives the Indians a two-point lead with 34 seconds left. Mesher will walk on up. And he'll give it or keep it. Up top, number 30, Mesher. Mesher. We'll give it over to number 33, Meyer. All the way over to number 30, Mesher. Mesher will fire up four from long up and in. Big shot.
Thank you. He just heaved it up there. Thanks, and Redskins now lead 18-17.
They showed just a wow to the...
Yeah, what else can you say? You know,
so
this 25-foot shot that he just kind of hurled up there. So that's okay.
Yeah, and that'll be our half, 18-17. Indians down one. We'll be back after this. You're on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Arceway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Arceway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Arceway.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick. But these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
my plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Fort Laramie High School, and Indians are leading 17-15. They got a heave at the buzzer from about 25 feet or more, banked in a three-pointer, and now the Redskins lead 18-17. So Indians are looking pretty good. Hey, if you're listening out there and want us to give you a shout-out, you can give me a text, 419-852-0072. We'll give you a shout-out if you want us to acknowledge that you're out there listening, either on vacation, at home.
Don't give Harold Feely and Bubba too much credit.
So do you have stats there for the first half? Or
I
lost track there?
Since we...
I had the wrong numbers on several of the players. But
just going off the board, number 30, Damian Mesha, 7. That looks like their leading scoring for the Indians. It's number 23, I guess, that's Ian Holman with 7. So
yeah,
that's probably your leading scores for game. I mean, I had stats going until I realized they're completely wrong numbers. So
Yeah. So they're what's on the board is all their points with 3, so it's got to be pretty close. And then for us, who do we have?
Holman has 7, number 21. Holman has 7, number 10 has, which is probably...
I think that's Ryan.
Ryan Post has 5, and number Ben has 3, and that's all showing on.
Yep, so... again, Indians down 18-17. Got little midget Redskins out there. Papoose is out there playing. Pretty neat. Some of the kids have mullets just like some of the varsity players. So it's a thing over here. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
The kid with the mullet is just grinning like crazy.
Yeah, I went to Botkins my about sophomore year, and they're in this conference with the Shelby County League, and literally almost when I played my freshman year, I think almost every kid on varsity had mullets, almost every single one of them. And that's when all the Seagulls were here.
Yep.
And I mean, I think that is the group that got going. It's the Seagull Brothers, and they still have it to this day. I've seen a few around every once in a while. Yeah. I mean, they still have them.
I saw one of the guys on the varsity with one, and there might have been a couple.
Yeah, so
they were walking around here earlier. So
that's pretty neat.
Do you have the games coming up there, Reese?
Yeah. Remember, coming up next week, Tuesday, girls at Franklin Monroe will be the only varsity game, and WPGW Rob Weaver will have that one. Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. Friday, the boys will host or will go to Marion Local. Then Saturday, the girls and boys will host Missinewa Valley.
The girls, it was going to be a 1 o'clock start, but I believe it's noon now.
For the girls
on Saturday. And then, again, as Reese mentioned, that Franklin Monroe game is no JV, so the varsity game will start at 6 o'clock. So if you decide to tune in about 7 or 7:15 or 7:30, you're going to miss almost the whole game. No JV game there for Franklin Monroe. So let's take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two, and get ready for the start of the second half.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have two new members in its 2019 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Mississinewa Valley, scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd. The two new inductees will join the 41 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2019 inductees are Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein Gann. Tiffany Garkey McEldowney participated in four sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned one letter in softball and one in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team in the 4x800. She earned four letters in basketball. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years. She also earned first-team All-District during her junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 471 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks 3rd and 5th in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery High School volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career. She was selected first-team All-MAC 3 times and first-team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through senior seasons, she was also chosen as 3rd, 2nd, and 1st-team All-Ohio, respectively. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School in 2007, Tiffany continued her volleyball career at the University of...
Yep, we're going to come back now.
And we're back here at Fort Lyman High School to start the second half. Sorry we had to cut out of that Hall of Fame induction talk Neil put in. And that's, I mean, that'll be next Saturday. And it sounds like very, or I mean, I don't know who the two people are, but.
It is Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein Gann, two great players, two teammates that were just, they were awesome. And great people and still are.
Yep, I mean, I wasn't around the same place, but I heard listening to that thing a few times, it sounds like they've had really good careers at Fort Recovery. So.
Yep. So while we were gone, Indians had the ball, missed a shot, Fort Laramie came down and
made a three,
I believe, because I think it was 18-17, so it's 21-17 now.
Three, yeah. I think it was Caleb Meyer, so.
Yep.
Indians will get it into Gavin Toby, 21-17 now here in the third quarter, 6:07 left. Gavin Toby dribbling around. He'll give over to Regan Martin all the way around to Ryan Post into Ben. Ben will go middle with it, turn back baseline, and he's give out to Toby. Toby will drive and put a layup up, no good. Rebounded by nobody. He'll go out of balance and we'll go back to the Redskins.
Apparently, when Brian Ben went down to get it, he was on the line and touched the ball. So
number 30, Mesher will give it back to Colin Moore, and he'll walk on up for Fort Laramie. Mesher will cross the timeline with it. He'll go all the way out, and he'll dish off to number 21, Meyer, up for three, up no good. Rebounded by number 30, Mesher, and he'll put it up no good. Rebounded by number 45, Holscher, and he'll have a jump ball. So, number 50, Con Moore will inbound it into number 21, Caleb Meyer, for three, and he makes it. So that extends the lead to 7 for Fort Laramie. Ryan Post will give up to Gavin Toby. Gavin dribbling around. He'll give it over to Ian Holm into the corner to Regan Martin. Regan will give a pump fake, give it to Ian Holm, and into Ben. Ben will go middle, and he'll lose it, and it'll stay with Fort Laramie. So Ryan Post.
So Indians have it. 24-17, down 7 now.
Regan Martin, top of the key, has, gives over to Gavin Toby. Up top to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will go middle and spin. Dish out to Holman. Over to Gavin Toby in the left corner. A long two up, no good. Rebounded by Holscher of Fort Laramie. He'll give it up to Colin Moore. Colin will cross the timeline with it here in the third quarter. 4:45 left. Moore will drive right on the right side. Put a layup up, no good. Rebound by Ben of Fort Recovery. He'll go up to Ryan Post. Ryan will get double-teamed by two Fort Laramie defenders, and he'll have trouble, and it'll be a holding foul on number 40.
Yep, I think it's 50.
50. Can we put up four fingers, but...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I guess yeah. Number 50. Yep, there you go.
Because the score table is questioning him. Yeah, you weren't the only one that saw he did it wrong. So Indians, 4.5 minutes to go here, and it's tipped
it on the outbounds pass, and number 50, Cale Meyer, will pop an easy right-hand layup, and now extend the lead for Fort Laramie. Regan Martin dribbling around, he'll get up to Fort Laramie player Holscher will come up with it, and he'll give it up to Colin Moore. So he needs sloppy here to start the second half.
Yep. You know, we were up 17-15, and they've scored 11 straight, counting the bank in three at the buzzer to end the half. And unfortunately, Indians are down a little bit. Only one loss so far this year for the Indians JV.
And it looks like Coach Joe's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 Minutes for Life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5 Minutes for Life.
I'll let you bring us in.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. 4:09 left here in the third quarter, 26-17. Indians are losing by 9. Fort Laramie has the ball. They'll give it into the corner to Colin Moore, into number 21. Caleb Meyer will pop a shot up. No good. Rebound by Ben up for recovery. So Ben will hand it off to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will fire across court to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it, and he's still down 9 here in the third quarter. Kobe will give it to Ian back up top to Kobe Wendell. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby to Ian Holman. Back to Gavin. Gavin will make a move middle, and he'll pull about 15-footer up and good. 2-point basket, Gavin Toby.
Nice move, and Indians finally score here in the second half after
about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Halfway through, he finally got a point.
Deegan Meyer will hand it off to number 21, Caleb Meyer. Meyer will then give it to number 30, Damien Mesher. Mesher will give it over to Meyer, back to Mesher. He'll use a screen by Colin Moore, and he'll pop a oof, and...
Oh, man. He called a foul on, I believe, Gavin. Gavin was going along with him as he went up, but he just flew up in the air to get that sort of alley-oop pass, and they called a foul on Gavin. And I'm not really sure there was contact. He was, I think they called it because he was going down, but not because he went down, but he was flying through the air. He was going to go down. Didn't have any choice.
So Colin Moore will get first. Is up and good. Derek Lockefeld and Owen Shane check in for Ian Homan and Brian Benn. So Indians still down 8 here in the third quarter, 2:56 left. Moore's second one is up and no good. Rebound by Ryan Post.
Let's go, Ryan.
Ryan will cross the timeline with it. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. All the way over to Gavin Toby, cross court. Gavin will fire it across up to Lockefeld, back up top of the post. Over to Kobe Wendell. Over to Ryan, over to Derek. Derek up top the Ryan post. Ryan post to go middle. He'll dish off to Lockefeld. He'll give it to Gavin Toby, and Gavin will put a 10-footer up in. It'll be short. I think actually Derek Lockefeld kind of ran into Gavin while he was putting the shot up, and I think that's why he was a little short there.
Yep. Bumped into him and knocked the shot way off target.
So for Larmio. Bring on up number 21, Caleb Meyer. Well, drive baseline with it. He'll dish out to Colin Moore. Colin will go middle, dish out to Holster, back up to number 21, Caleb Meyer, up for three, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post. Ryan will then give up to Owen Shane, and it'll be a foul. He'll go line shooting two.
Yep. This guy got all five of his fingers up, so it was on. Was that Colin Moore? Is that?
Yep. So Owen Shane will go line shooting
number
two.
Number 50, yeah, maybe that is Colin Moore.
Here's Colin. Owen Shane's first one up and no good. Ian Holman's going to check into the ball game for Derek Lockefeld. So Owen will get a second. It's up and no good. It'll be a line violation on Owen Shane.
Yep, it was off to the left and lane violation. So if he'd have made it, it wouldn't have counted. So Fort Laramie's ball.
Number 21, Caleb Meyer will walk on up against Regan Martin. Regan, that'll be a legal screen on number 35, Knopf. So Ben's going to check in for Ian Homan.
He's coming in with Ian Homan, and Lockefeld and Shane are coming back out. The reverse of what happened about 2 minutes ago. And Ryan will bring it up.
Man, 45 left here in the third quarter. Indians down 8. Ian Homan give it up to Ryan Post, over all the way around the arc to Gavin Toby in the other corner. And Ben will...
He was on the line, or not on the line, but near the line, losing his balance. And I think he got a little bump, but they didn't call that. He went out of bounds, and ball goes to Redskins.
Number 21, Meyer will give out to number 23. Rodderman up for three, up and good. Three-point basket. Dykes lead to 11 for Fort Laramie. Ryan Post will bring it up. He'll give over to Regan Martin.
you know, try to get in the bin, and it's still out of bounds. So,
man, Indians, we played 6 minutes here, and Indians had scored 2 points. And Redskins have scored 18. Need to get things going here. Need to slow them down and get our offense going.
He'll hand off to Ratterman. Ratterman will dribble all the way across to Colin Moore. 53 seconds left. Thompson, Moore. Moore will fire up a three up short. Rebound by number 11, Ruhlenkamp. And it'll be a foul on number 23, Ratterman. So it'll go back to Fort Recovery.
So 41 seconds, 41.8, 30-19, Indians down. Need to get something going here. Get a few points here, so it's not such a big climb in the fourth quarter to stay with only one loss for the season for the JVs.
Right, post to give it to Gavin Toby. He'll put up a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Gavin. He'll be fouled from behind.
Gavin just, he got the ball and he went at the basket.
Just fouled on Alex Knopf, his third, team six. So Gavin Toby will go to the line shooting two. Gavin's first one up is good, so it cuts through the 10. Forward foot Army.
30-20. 25 seconds. Gavin has three. Let's make it four here.
Gavin's second one is up. No good. Rebound by Brian Benn up for recovery. Benn will then try to get
him. Now they're looking at the official like there wasn't any contact, but there's one of them pushing him in the back and the other one slapping at his arms.
So Benn will go line shooting 1-1. Owen Chang going to check in for Ian Holman. A little bit of a defense substitution there.
Yep. So 30-20, 21.9. We'll get one more sub in, two more subs in.
Number 30, Mesher, and number 33, Meyer, going to check back in the game for.
Has Mesher been in this quarter?
Fort Laramie.
I was thinking he was in early, but he hadn't been in for a long time.
Ben's one opportunity up, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Ratterman has the ball back up top to Meyer. Meyer will give it off to number 21, Caleb Meyer.
9 seconds.
Moore back to Caleb. Caleb will give it over to number 30, Mesher. Mesher will then put up a crazy shot, no good. 2 seconds left, 1 second left, and Gavin Toby will fire up a three-quarter score off of the side of the backboard. So that'll be our quarter, 30-20. We're back after this. It's at the fourth quarter here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Why would you go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School, home of the Redskins. We're starting the fourth quarter here in the JV boys competition. Indians down 10. Ryan Bush has the ball, and he'll put a shot up. No good. Rebound by Fort Laramie. And then he'll be trapped, and he'll be...
They're going to call a foul on Ryan.
Ryan Post.
It was a good trap, I thought, and, you know, I'm not sure that that was really a foul, but that's what it's called. So 30-20, 6:43. Indians JV looking to get their second loss of the season if they can't make up this 10-point deficit here. He scored 3 points in the third quarter. Not a good way to start the second half. Redskins scored 12. I throw him back. Wow, that was so obvious. And, you know, that Mesher's a smart player. He dribbled across and passed the ball backwards. And as soon as he let go of it, he grabbed his head thinking, what did I do? Now the official appears to be having to explain that to the coach. But that was probably the most obvious one that I've ever seen.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're jumping. The kid was jumping up in the air when he grabbed or had full possession. I mean, you're still, you have to get both feet over and touching the ground by the time you actually receive the pass, and he was up in the air still. So, and for recovery comes down and turns over. So, we'll go back to Redskins.
Indians are not looking really strong here.
And it'll be a 30-second timeout for Fort Riverdale Army, so we'll take a break with them on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Home of the Redskins, Indians still down 10. Fort Laramie will get the ball again to number 23, Ratterman. Ratterman will be guarded by Owen Shame. He's having trouble with it. He'll pick up his dribble and he'll throw it across to number 30, Mesher. He'll find Holzer wide open and he loses it, so he'll go back to the Indians. Here we go. Indians need to start getting their run now.
Yep.
The Redskins are hitting a little bit of a struggle. And I don't know if it's a little panic or. And then Toby will throw it away to Ratterman. Ratterman will then slow it down, guarded by Kobe Wendell.
The strength game is getting pretty ragged right now. Neither team is controlling their offense very well at all.
And Fort Laramie about turns over, but the number 35, Knopf, comes up with it. He'll go to Ratterman in the corner. He'll get a screen by number 35, Knopf, and Ratterman will just pull the trigger and up no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Fort Laramie's probably had three or four possessions here. Neal with no bucket.
Yep.
And Indies are still struggling, right with him, still struggling. And it'll be a walk on Gavin Toby, so.
Yep. It probably was. He caught the ball just as one foot went down, and he took one more step.
So Fort Laramie will inbound it. Mesher will get it into number 33, Meyer. Deegan Meyer will go all the way to the lane with up no good. Rebound by Ryan Post.
Might have been a little contact on that shot, but they didn't call it.
Ryan Post will give it up to Kobe Wendell. Still a 10-point deficit for recovery. Owen Shane up top to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will give it out to Gavin Toby. Gavin will go all the way to the lane with it, and he'll be fouled. And he'll go to the line shooting too.
Yeah, we played about 2 minutes and neither team scored here in quarter number four. And if we can keep Fort Laramie from scoring, you know, we have a very good chance of winning. If we can knock them down to maybe 3 points in this quarter, we have a very good chance of winning. But we have to start making shots and getting shots off, actually. First one up and good for Gavin. At least so far we're winning the quarter 1-0. Dylan
Evers, yeah.
Go ahead.
I think this is the very first time he checked into the game today.
Yep. Not sure why that is, because he played very well last night.
Yeah.
Gavin Toby's second one up, no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers. Maybe this is a little spark for the Indians.
Yep.
And then Dylan Evers will turn it over to Fort Laramie, number 30.
Yep, and Escher. And he's, as they were dribbling down the court, they were all running that way, and then Escher kind of cut in front of him, and Dylan bumped him, and it was a foul, and it was probably Escher that caused it, but he wasn't trying to catch a foul from that. He just changed directions, and Dylan popped him.
So Escher will have the ball, 4:47 left here in the fourth quarter. Number 33, Meyer, will give it up top to number 45, Holzer, and be stolen away by Ryan Post.
Good.
Ryan Post will take it the other way.
I was just thinking we needed a steal or a stop, and Ryan got one.
Ryan Post will go all the way to the hole, and he'll be fouled, but no call.
Wow.
And he is down, and they'll lose the ref.
Yeah, the ref's blowing the whistle to stop the play, but he went up for the shot and got smacked pretty good. And Coach Overton is, trying to talk to the official, who says, no, he just went up and came down hard. It wasn't contact, but we'll see how this. Yeah, so Coach Overton is, looks like Ryan maybe banged his knee. He's limping pretty good. It looks like hurt, not sprained. In for the Indians is Kobe, Derek, Dylan, Gavin, and Ian.
So we're back in the action. Fort Laramie will have the ball. They'll give it up to number 35. Off, and they'll give it back over to number 30, Escher. Up to number 33, Meyer. Meyer will then.
And call a foul on Ian. I don't know. I'm starting to think that this official may just like to hear his own whistle, because he's calling things on both teams that could easily just let him go. It's not really changing the game.
Now be a
foul on Kobe. Redskins will take it out, and the other official is talking with him a little bit. Not sure what they're talking about, but they're looking under the basket. Not sure exactly what's going on there.
It's not going to be a 1-1.
I don't. And they're calling two fouls on the same play on Fort Recovery. They called a foul.
It's going to be a double foul on both teams.
They're not calling it on Gavin? I thought they were calling it on Gavin.
It'll be a foul on both teams. It'll be a double foul on Gavin.
Three blue, okay. We're looking at the... And then I don't know what's up. Okay, this is, if it's one on each team, I can see that, but they can't call two fouls.
Well, we don't have a 35 team out there, so it's obviously a foul on them. It's going to be a foul. There we go. So it's a double foul, and it'll be a foul on both teams, so really.
Plus the one on Kobe?
Yeah, plus the one Kobe, so we will get 2 fouls on that one, and they'll get one.
All right.
It's not really going to make that double foul is not really going to do a whole lot.
No, but it just seems very odd.
Number 33, Meyer will go for an easy layup. Up and good.
Pretty nice move. Their first points of the quarter. 32-21, 11 points down. Indians, 3:45.
Uses screen by Owenshane. Dylan Evers wide open in the corner for three. Okay, good.
That is a great shot by Dylan. If you saw him play last year, that was his shot. This year he hasn't shot it a lot, but he's good at that outside shot from the corner in the wing.
So number 33, Meyer, will bring it up. Guard. Oh, my.
Call a foul on Ian Holman. They did bump into each other. I think both of them pushed their arm toward each other.
But it means down eight. A little over, a little under 3.5 to play here. Halfway through the quarter, Indians have scored 4. Redskins have scored 2. So Indians need to really keep the defensive pressure on and crank up the offense. Right now,
I'm licensed official. I'm not sure if I will call it three fourths, guys. What yes. This guy's called.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just little weak fouls. And it's not really considered to be a foul. It gives a disadvantage to the opponent, and just these little bumps. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Shelby County between the MAC are two different physical levels.
Yeah, and a lot of what they've called is very insignificant.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything. And doesn't affect the play, doesn't affect the game. Just Dylan, the shot in the corner, got it blocked, got it back, got it to Ryan.
Ryan posting him, throw up a shot, and he'll be no call, but I tell you, he got fouled, and he'll go back to Fort Laramie. Number 23, Ratterman, will try to get to 35, Knopf, and Indians will get it over to Wendell into the corner to Ryan Post. Up top to Kobe. Kobe will go middle with it. Put a shot up and no good. Rebounded by.
Did not go.
Number 33 is Deegan Meyer. 2:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Number 33. Meyer will give it over to Ratterman into the corner to number 35, Knopf. He'll find number 33, Deegan Meyer, on a cut. He'll dish out to number 30, Mesher, up for 2. No good. Rebound. I got Gavin Toby.
That shot went all the way around the rim and didn't go in.
I would have to say the Redskins are a little bit on a
little drought,
but
and Ryan Post with a 3 from the wing. They brought it down, passed it to him, up and in. Probably less than 3 seconds from the time he crossed the center court to the shot. Got a full timeout.
Coach O, so we'll take one with him here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
I'll let you bring it in.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. And Indians only down 6. Fort Laramie is on a scoring drought. I think they've only scored, 3 points this quarter?
Three points,
Indians
7.
So they'll be on a 7-3 run. And oh, my God.
Ryan Post tips it away, and they're going to call another foul on Ryan. That'll be his second.
Realistically, Coach O is not even doing a whole lot. He's not even really talking to him. He's just telling his players that. I mean, that's a hustle play there, and that is a hustle play.
Yes, it was. And, you know, they did make contact, but, man, we're getting aggressive, and I think our kids really want to win this one. They don't want their second loss. We're 13-1 right now, and they want to be 14-1 and not 13-2.
Nice's first one up is good, so it sends the lead to 7-4 Fort Laramie. Ian Holman's going to check back into the game for Derek Lochtefeld. And Holsch will come in for Maurer of Fort Laramie.
34-27. One more shot here for Mesher.
Is up and good, so sends the lead.
It's back to 8.
Yeah, back to 8. Ryan Post will bring it up for the Indians.
Ryan will go middle with it, put up a shot, right-hand layup, up no good, rebounded by Fort Laramie. And
that went all over the basket, and on the rebound, calling a foul on Kobe. I was blocked. I couldn't see. Coach Overton was between me and the play, so I didn't
just
see what happened.
Push.
Yeah. Normally, a lot of the fouls that we're getting right now don't normally get called. We'll just put it that way.
Yep. And like I say, it's just the physical, just more Max being more physical than the Shelby County. That's really what it comes down to. It's not really our players are being bad and fouling and out of control, but it's we're just more physical than Fort Laramie. And these officials are used to non-physical games, but when you enter a MAC or a team out of the MAC goes somewhere else, it's a little more, the MAC gets a little kind of screwed basically just because of the physicality. Dean Holman will put up a three up, no good, rebounded by Holscher of Fort Laramie, and Ryan Post will fire up a three up, no good, long rebound by Ratterman.
Yeah, Ryan just stepped in front of that pass, and not sure who that was down there shooting the foul shots. Made one. That's 36-27. Minute and a half to go here. Indians down nine, and Redskins with the ball. Can't believe they're shooting. Shoots
and
one and makes three. So that's probably going to seal the game, but they had no business shooting that with a minute and a half to go and a nine-point lead.
Dylan Evers going to fire up a three up on the our side. Up, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post. Ryan will then cross the timeline with it, went on the backside of the court. Ryan Post will then be double-teamed. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will put up a crazy shot. That ain't good. Wow,
that was a 10-foot layup. Shot that from 10 feet off the glass, one-hander, as if it were from 2 feet away. Tipped away. Gavin has it. Up ahead to Kobe.
Kobe will drive down 10. Indians will try to get another three off, and Ryan Post is wide open, up and good. 3 points faster, Ryan Post. Now gets him down to seven.
Here we go.
And it looks like Coach O's going to take a 30-second timeout.
37.3.
So we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Indians down 7 with 37.3 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie will get the ball into number 33 and be tipped away, and it'll stay with Fort Laramie. Bit more of Fort Recovery people coming in. Yep, it's always good to see more fans here at Fort Laramie. And Fort Laramie's having trouble getting in. They get into number 35, Knopf. And hands it back over to number 33, Meyer. Meyer will be fouled. So he'll go line shooting two. Actually, it'll be two. It'll be a tenth foul.
Yes, sir, the double bonus.
Looks like Ian Holman's going to check in for Lochtefeld once his free throw goes up. So Meyer's going to fire up his first. Up and good. That extends the lead to 8 for Fort Laramie. Remember, coming up after this, the varsity game will follow. CD's duty has a chance to break 1,000. 20. He just needs 20 tonight.
He's at 980.
He only needs 20. He had 18 last night. And so he just needs to get that 20 spot, and he'll have 1,000. But the only thing I'm struggling with, I don't see another basketball on the table, Neil, and I'm hoping he'll get the basketball wherever he makes it with, but
yeah,
I'm not seeing a basketball.
I talked to Mr. Overla this afternoon, and they are aware of it. He said, we don't want you to stop the game very long. So Not sure exactly how that's going to go. They may have a ball picked out already and back stationed in a closet somewhere. Clock running down, 5-4, 40-32 is going to be our final here. And the Indians JV will go to 13-2.
And we'll be back to talk about after this here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Indians lose a tough one, 40-32, here in the JV competition. Not a whole lot of stats to give you, but, I mean, the Indians didn't really play well, I have to say, Neil. I don't know if maybe it was a longer court, because this court is a college court, and I don't know if that was an effect, which it usually is, especially when I played here the few times. That always got to me, the longer court. And, I mean, that kid got to him, and Fort Laramie's used to it. They've been used to it forever, so.
Yep, and that could be the difference. We didn't play well the second half. We got, 3 points in the third quarter, and we got 9 or 10 in the fourth quarter. Looks like 9, but it's 12 in the fourth quarter. But you know, we just couldn't stop Fort Laramie. We just couldn't shut them down.
Yep. And this will end our JV broadcast, and we'll be back in about 3.5 minutes for the start of the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.